There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Meth and marijuana are not the only drugs parents worry about. The problems caused by prescription combinations called drug cocktails have finally broken into the national news. The front page of the New York Times recently described Stephen, age 15, who takes antidepressants Zoloft and Desirel, plus anticonvulsant Lamictal to moderate his moods, plus the stimulant Focalin XR to improve concentration. His brother Jacob, age 14, takes Focalin XR for concentration, plus the anticonvulsant Depakote to moderate his moods, plus the antipsychotic Risperdal to reduce anger, plus Ketoprez to induce sleep. Over the last 3 years, each boy has been prescribed 28 different psychiatric drugs and has seen 11 psychiatrists. Gone are the days when a visit to a psychiatrist meant lying on a couch to recite your troubles. Treatment today means taking prescription drugs, lots of them. Last year, 1.5 million children and teenagers were given at least 2 psychiatric drugs in combination, and 500,000 were given at least 3. The Food and Drug Administration requires manufacturers to prove the safety of each drug, but hardly any studies have examined the safety or effectiveness of drugs used in combination. The American Journal of Psychiatry found only 6 trials of 2 drug combinations, 4 of which failed to show any benefit, and a 5th showed bad side effects. Scientific studies of combinations of 3 or more drugs are non-existent. There are no studies showing long-term safety of psychiatric drugs used on children or the effect on children's developing brains and bodies. Parents, it's up to you to be cautious about prescription drugs. You are the ones with the responsibility for the well-being of your children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead to your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who says he has the oldest typewriter in the world. It types in pencil. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, the world planners have plenty of time. They don't look at things like you and I do, not even within a lifetime, because it seems like it's a move to bring about a one-world government. And they've been trying to organize this one-world government for well over 100 years. And for the last 75 years, they've been successful, at least in changing the world's money system and the way we use money. It was barely mentioned on the news the other day, but the New York Stock Exchange recently merged with Europe's leading stock exchange. That's the Euronext. Anyway, little by little, these countries are beginning to merge their money systems. Okay. It could very possibly be that we're going to see the entire stock exchange system come into existence. The world planners want us to live in what they're calling an interdependent, and I hear this coming from our local politician. I mean the Bush administration and the good guys or bad guys, whoever they happen to be in Washington, but they're talking about an interdependent world where all nations are one, and no country can determine the value of its own currency. Now, let's look at this currency thing. Today, we have what they call floating currencies. This began, really, when President Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard. And we'll get into what happened there in a little bit. But when Franklin Roosevelt was elected, and he was elected the year that I was born, his first act was, as president, was March the 4th, 1933. He was to declare a national bank holiday. The reason for that was because people were going into the bank with their paper money and getting gold. At that time, our paper money was backed by gold. So for 8 days, the banks were closed because it stopped the people from withdrawing their savings in gold. At that time, as I said, paper money was as good as gold. It said so right on the money. In fact, once in a while, you'll still see an old silver certificate show up where you used to could take a dollar, which was it didn't say a Federal Reserve note. It said a silver certificate, and you could take it in and get silver dollars for your paper dollars. Anyway, on April the 20th, That was just a little over a month after he declared the bank holiday. He passed the Emergency Banking Act, and that took Americans off the gold standard. What it did, it ended the ability of an American to convert their paper notes into gold, but for Americans only. Foreigners could still convert paper dollars into gold. So the foreign countries wanted their gold-backed dollars. Also, private ownership of gold was made illegal. He just collected it. If people had gold, they had to send it in. The American financial system was transformed at that time from a standard of accountability, which used gold to guard against excess debt, to a system which there is absolutely no accountability. All a government has to do is print money. Now, this has created a world indebted to a group of bankers who own the central banks of the world. Our Federal Reserve System is one of them. Up until 1933, a bank could bring new stocks to market, like the stock exchange, okay? Offer them through the bank and make loans for people to buy stocks, but on margin. In other words, you could buy stocks without having the actual cash. Two bills were passed to protect not only the investor, but our entire banking and financial system, the Glass-Steagall Act of 1933 and the Securities and Exchange Act of 1934. Now, these laws worked fairly well until GATT was passed. That's a General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade. GATT was passed in 1994. And as a result of its passage, we ended up with the World Trade Organization. That came into existence. And the nations no longer had any restraints, laws, or barriers between them. GATT just literally wiped out many of the trade, and also it more or less wiped out these two acts that were to protect the banking industry. In 1971, when President Nixon closed the gold window, and most of us, and I remember that very well, most of us didn't have any idea what he did. I didn't at that time understand all of this. He closed the gold window. Actually, what this did, remember I said when Roosevelt passed, had his bank holiday, and then they changed the system over so that Americans could no longer cash in their paper money for gold money, but the foreigners could? Well, President Nixon closed the gold window. He cut off the ability of these foreigners to cash in their gold-backed dollars. And you say, well, that's good, but here's the deal. Up until then, many countries supported the value of their currency by holding our gold-backed dollars. Nixon, what he did, he defaulted on millions of dollars that those countries held in their vaults, just like Roosevelt defaulted on us as private citizens back in 1933. But never before in the history of the trade has trade been conducted using a piece of paper that has no tangible backing whatsoever. In other words, our dollar is worth what? What somebody thinks it's worth. You can go back and study your scriptures, but during biblical times, traders used animals, they used jewels, expensive clothing, gold, silver, all to trade. In other words, these things all have tangible value. Today, the world is on its first monetary system, on a fiat monetary system, which means that there's nothing of value supporting it, nothing. Under a gold standard, a country can only spend or import according to the amount of gold it had. Now there is no accountability to gauge how much a government spends or how many paper dollars it prints. Now we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We have an interesting guest with us today, and you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Bill.com.
And we have returned. I just ran through a very quick history of our monetary system here in the United States. And prior to 1933, we had, and of course we had the Depression, that crash of 29 that led into the Great Depression. But prior to 1933, anybody with paper money could take it to the bank and walk out of there with silver and gold. We were taken off of the gold standard. And today, the entire world, not just the United States, but the entire world is on what we call floating currency. It isn't worth anything unless somebody thinks it's worth something. I have with me today Craig Smith, President and CEO of SwissAmerica.com. And Craig, we've been talking about this for a long time, but it looks like we're really seeing the chickens come home to roost.
Yeah, Derry, I really think you are. And, of course, recently we've even seen Kuwait has announced that it's going to remove itself from pegging against the dollar. And, you know, it's just another nation that's kind of following suit. I mean, everything that was done in Bretton Woods in 1944 has basically fallen apart. I mean, that was back when the U.S. dollar was the only currency that had a direct value tied to gold. And then all the other currencies of the world were valued predicated a dollar. Well, when you take the underpinning of value away from the currency of which all other currencies are designed to be valued from, how do you establish value? And that's not doublespeak. That's a reality. I mean, that's what the Bretton Woods agreements were all about. That's why we entered into the Smithsonian agreements, and Nixon had to close the gold window because he could have had a potential outflow of 280 million ounces of gold at that time because these other countries said, wait a minute. If you're pulling away from the dollar is pegging, or the gold is pegging your dollar, we want our gold. And Nixon basically said no, and then as you pointed out, you know, we entered into the general agreement on tariffs and trade, and I'm not fatalistic, Derry, but it's probably only a matter of time now before we do enter into this one world economy, as you spoke about at the beginning of this program, where you've got Euronext, who just merged with the New York Stock Exchange. Their slogan, by the way, Derry, is the marketplace where opportunity knows no borders. Well, isn't that interesting? We have no southern border anymore. Now we're not going to have a border called the Atlantic Ocean anymore. And at what point does this ultimately cause us to lose sovereignty? I think it's terrible for the country, and I think Americans should be prepared for the results of all this happening over time.
It looks like the entire nation is going to merge, not only its our stock exchanges, and you said the stock exchange with no borders, but I see where several other countries are changing their money system. Several of these Central American countries now, they say that they're going to use a flexible UK-style approach to the regulations in their
That's
money,
right.
Which means we don't have any regulations. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct, Derry. There is no standard anymore.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Craig Smith, president and CEO of SwiftAmerica.com. And Craig, going into the commercial break, we were talking about how the money system on a world basis has changed so much since we've been taken off of the gold standard, which all began way back there in 1932 and 33 with the election of Franklin Roosevelt. Now, you made the comment that there are no regulations, there are no standards anymore. I see where Hank Paulson has gone on record that the United States should move toward a more flexible UK-style approach to regulating its capital markets. What does that mean?
Well, it just means we want to be able to create more money out of thin air, which makes the money we currently have out there worth a whole lot less. I mean, we've got to keep in mind why Roosevelt recalled the gold in the first place, Derry. We needed money to get out of the Depression. The only way you could create money back in the early 1900s is if you had gold on supply, because we were on a gold standard. If you created a dollar, you had to had to have a dollar's worth of gold, 24 grains of gold in Fort Knox. And so we recalled the gold at $20.67 an ounce. He revalued it at an official price of $35 an ounce and allowed him to create 70-some-odd percent more money to pull us out of the Depression. But the problem was, in the late 60s and early 70s, gold became very undervalued, Derry, due to the inflationary monetary actions that we saw happening in the Fed. The Fed was basically helping the Nixon administration finance the cost of the Vietnam War without raising taxes, because if you remember, Kennedy had had tax cuts prior to Nixon, and it was just a mess. And at that time, of course, the citizens couldn't convert their dollars into gold because they still weren't allowed to own gold. You couldn't own gold till 1975. The point is, Derry, we have taken the ability away to be able to measure value. It would kind of be like you taking away weights and measures. You go into a butcher shop and say, can I get a pound of bologna? Well, if there's no standard weight of measurement, how do you know that you're getting a pound of bologna? It's the same thing in currencies. Isn't it interesting how I use bologna as my example? It is all bologna. I mean, and that's the point. If I go to work in the farm and I grow wheat and I put my labor and my natural resources into the ground and I create something, and then you can affect the value of which we determine that, then I'm able to steal your labor and steal your wealth from you. And this is not a conspiracy. This is just, if you will, being done in the open of day. I mean, 25 years ago, Derry, when we talked about this, it was done in smoke-filled rooms. Now they talk about it on the Internet. They talk about it all over the country. There are these huge mergers. You just heard China just bought $3.3 billion, 9% of Blackstone Investment Group, a private equity group in America. I mean, it's clearly designed to take the wealth of hardworking people of America and productive countries. And we better wake up to it, Derry, or as we said, one day we'll find ourselves in a land that we don't own anymore. And it's happening slowly but surely.
I was going to say it's almost like that now.
Yeah, sure. Well, think about it from a standpoint of owning land. I mean, for years I've always believed in owning land. I still own a lot of land. You know that. I have a ranch in Northern California. But it hit me the other day. If I don't pay my taxes on it, the government takes it away from me. So I never really own it. I just lease it from them. I mean, the only things that you can truly own are things like gold. I mean, you don't really own stocks. You know, the companies can be dissolved tomorrow and you lose out. So, I mean, there is a move, in my opinion, worldwide to create a chaos so that most people don't understand it, so they get discouraged by it, so they just kind of forget about it and go about with their normal life. But that's why, and you and I have talked about this infinitum, Derry, that's why over time things just cost more and more money and people say, oh, well, that's the way it is. I guess I just have to put up with it. Instead of holding our leaders accountable and forcing us to go back to a value-based system that's determined on something like gold or oil or something that has a true intrinsic value.
You know, you mentioned the fact that things used to be things used to be discussed in smoke-filled rooms. Back when I started this network, not the entire network, we started in 72, but when we first started with the talk show back, what was it, Jeff, 13, 14 years ago, something like that, you couldn't talk about the Bilderbergs, you couldn't talk about the Council on Foreign Relations. I knew a little bit about that, those things. But if you just even mentioned that, hey, you were a real kook. Today, these people are out in the open. The G8 just met in Germany, and they used to when the G8 was started out as a what, G6 or 7 or something. Then they went to the G8, but they used to go up in the mountains to a retreat someplace. Nobody knew they were meeting, and if they did know, they didn't know where. Today, they're open about all of this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Derry, and that's the interesting part about it. The reason years ago that they were quiet about it is because they were worried about the public reacting to it. Now that they've seen the lemmings in America and throughout the world just sit there and say, oh, isn't that nice, they're having this lovely meeting, and nobody's upset about it or nobody's taking them to task on it, they've come out in the open. You know, I'm probably getting in trouble saying this, okay, but it's kind of like alcoholism. When I was a kid, if you had an alcoholic person, you kept them in the closet. You didn't, you know, now it's kind of worn as a badge of courage. Aberrant behavior in our society. People that did things that were bad ended up doing it in the closet. They didn't do it in public. Now they have national parades to parade their nonsense in front of the public.
But we used to have drunks. Now we have alcoholics. Hey, Craig, I'm going to have to give our stations a 10-second break. We'll be right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Craig Smith with Swiss America Trading Corporation. You know, when I visit with Derry Brownfield on a monthly basis, it's fascinating how we talk about all the geopolitical and economic issues that affect you, your family, and your future. And yet so many people sometimes are left kind of in the lurch saying, gosh, I wish I had more information. Well, we at Swiss America have put together an incredible website. It's called SwissAmerica.com. It's all one word. You just put SwissAmerica.com in your computer, and up will come loads and loads and loads of interesting information. But sometimes reading is difficult to do, and many people don't have computer access. So we've put together an incredible CD, an audio CD, along with a beautiful brochure called A Rare Opportunity. And you can get a copy of that by simply calling 800-289-2646. Now, another way to remember that is 800-BUY-COIN, BUYCOIN. If you give one of my 35 people a call, we'd be more than happy to put this information out to you. It will share with you what's going on in the stock market. Most people don't realize that what we've seen going on in the stock market today is a direct result of huge hedge funds, not average investors like you and I buying and selling stocks. How do you best use the stock market to build wealth, but also make sure that you're protected for the future? What about gold? Should I own gold in my IRA? Most people are unaware that the money you have sitting in your IRA right now, the government will actually allow you to buy gold and protect that cash in your IRA with gold. Wonderful option that you can pursue by simply calling 800-289-2646. Speaking to one of the representatives and let them know that you have a gold or you have an IRA and you'd like gold in it. There are so many great opportunities, and what's interesting is with as little as 5 to 10% of your total investment portfolio diversified into gold, you can have growth and protection. There was a study done for the University of Pennsylvania on behalf of Congress that showed that just adding 5% gold to a portfolio increases performance and decreases portfolio risk. So I'm going to encourage you to pick up a phone and call us at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Mention you're listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. We'd love to send you a copy of our new newsletter or the beautiful package called 2007 A Rare Opportunity. Audio CD and beautiful brochure, yours free by simply calling 1-800-289-2646 or on the net at SwissAmerica.com.
Craig, you made the comment a while ago. We were talking about the G8 and how they've come out of the closet, and not only the G8, but all of these the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations. They now have their own website. They'll give you their address, telephone numbers. You can buy their publications from them. Some of them are free. They tell you exactly what they're doing. I guess they tell us exactly what they're doing. They probably don't tell us everything, but they certainly are real, and they certainly are behind a lot of the things that are taking place in this world. Now, I'm going back to the G8 just a moment ago because I spent a lot of time the other day talking to Joan Vian. We had her on the air earlier this week, but I'd visited with her probably an hour before we went on the air, because she usually goes to and attends these G8 meetings and these international meetings and the United Nations meetings, etc. And she says, and if you watch the news, did you see the protesters and all that?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Okay, she says that's just a hoax.
Oh, I agree. I mean, it's a very small faction of people that try and bring trouble to, you know, it's the do-gooders, if you will. You know, they want the wealthy world to take care of the poor world and, you know, and basically violate a biblical thing that even Jesus said. You know, the poor you'll have with you always. And look, we should help and try and benefit poor nations, but not at the expense of having other people work for them, Derry. It doesn't work that way. Charity begins in your heart.
Okay,
it's not enforced.
But she says those protesters, because she's been to many of these meetings, and she said, you know, she said these people,
they're professionals.
Yeah, they're professionals, and she said that they're there because the G8 people want them there.
Absolutely. They're actually, in some cases, it's been documented that they've been hired to create these protests, and it brings, you know, it shows that they're being held in check, if you will. They're being held accountable, which nothing could be more nonsensical. I mean, Derry, you know, you said it a few minutes ago. I remember 26 years ago when I started Swiss America, if you mentioned the Bilderbergers or the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission, people looked at you like you were from Mars. And we try to tell people, hey, look, these people think they're doing well. They think they don't see themselves as evil. They see themselves as helping the world. And yet, as you said, Derry, now they have websites. Now people, when they go on national television, they say member of the Council on Foreign Relations. They hold it up as a badge of courage because the American people have accepted it, Derry. American people have accepted that we have major power money structures in America. They're completely comfortable with reducing our sovereignty as a nation. They're fine with it, Derry.
And you know, they even print, now I don't know about the Bilderbergers. Well, I think that just was leaked. I saw the supposedly the attendance members at the Bilderberg thing the other day. But going back to the Council of Foreign Relations, they even print up their members. And it's a multi-page list, and you look on there, and a high percentage of our politicians belong to the Council of Foreign Relations.
You're absolutely right, Derry. I mean, you know, Ted Koppel, from major people from the media. I mean, but this is the interesting part about it. This is why folks like yourself, Derry, and myself have been trying to tell people that you have to take care of yourself. And I don't mean that in a self-serving way. I mean, you need to make sure that you've reduced your debt, that you have things like a certain portion of your money in gold, that you're well diversified, that you live within your means, because that's the only way you can maintain your freedom. If you're up to your eyeballs and hock to these clowns, if all of your investments are involved in paper that these folks control, then you basically become, you have to follow the pack. And that's why I believe that individual personal responsibility in America financially right now is so critical if we are going to maintain our independence from these clearly powerful people that can control. I mean, who is the fellow that said, I could care less who makes the rules in a country if you give me control of the currency of the country? And that's really the truth, Derry. I mean, laws mean nothing when there are a group of people that control the money that can override the laws, and you know that. I mean, look at this presidential campaign, Derry. My goodness, how many hundreds of millions of dollars are going to be spent electing a president?
You know, you mentioned who's got the money makes the rules. That's the old golden rule. If you've got the gold, you can make the rule.
Yeah, it's exactly correct, and that. And look, you know, this is not new. I mean, this has been going on for years. That's why you have made it your life's goal, if you will, to inform people that these things are real. You know, we're not just making these things up, and they can be counterbalanced. See, this is what I love about you, Derry, and I'm not kissing up to you now. It's just who you are. You love truth. You don't believe in the lie. You believe truth. Truth is, whether people believe in the truth or not doesn't make it any more or less the truth. And you understand the truth. You understand the truth of our system, how it was based on biblical laws. You understand that if we follow the truth, this nation will prosper and live for a long time. and that if we continue to buy into this lie, it's only a matter of time before we suffer the consequences. And I hope the American people understand this. I hope there's a great awakening that occurs before it's too late in this nation. Perfect example is this immigration nonsense. When we're getting ready to legalize 12 to 20 million people that broke the law, what, have we lost our minds?
See, I think we're suffering the consequences right now.
You could be very right, Dave.
Well, the immigration thing is just one little cog in a great big set of gears. But look at how we have lost our ability to manufacture in this country.
Right.
We've turned our entire manufacturing system over to just a very few handfuls of multinational corporations that don't care a thing about America.
No, look, capitalism has no patriotism. I mean, you know, capitalists are traditionally people that have no allegiance to anything other than their money. And that's why there's been a steady stream of Council on Foreign Relations, trilateral, Bilderbergers, call them what you want, going between Wall Street, banking, insurance, oil, and corporate America, and all the positions of our government. And so, look, you're not going to change that, but all you can do is you can protect yourself against the effects of it. And that starts with personal responsibility in your finances. And look, you know, if he who has the money makes the rules, if you're broke, you'll do anything to be fed. And the reality is we as America, to keep our sovereignty, need to maintain the population having an independence as it relates to their finance. And that's why for 26 years I've been doing what I do, Derry. There are many days I wake up, I get a little bit discouraged because people buy into the nonsense on Wall Street. They buy into that they're making all this money when, in fact, it could be evaporated, as we saw in 1929, as we saw in 1987. I mean, it's just a flip of the switch, and all that money goes away, Derry. And that's why, in my opinion, gold is so critical for every portfolio in America. Whether people buy it from me or buy it from somebody else, I could care less. I mean, I'd wish people buy it from me, but doing it will help this nation on a long-term basis, and people need to understand that.
You mentioned about Nixon back when he took us off the gold window or closed the gold window.
Mm-hmm.
You said that there was 280 million ounces of gold that we would have had to have sent overseas if the holders of the gold-backed dollars hadn't been deceived or turned off, whatever it happened to be. But do we have 280 million ounces of gold? Is there such a thing as 280 million ounces of gold?
Well, we don't know, Derry. The last official accounting of the gold in Fort Knox was August 29th of 1954, and the reason I remember it so well is it's the day I was born. But in 1971, the outflows of gold from our reserves of the U.S. became so much of a concern to President Nixon's economic advisors that they strongly urged him to close that gold window. And you got to remember something. That was a very difficult move because he turned the whole world against him at that point. They were made agreements. They were made commitments under Bretton Woods that we would stay pegged to gold and that they wouldn't have to worry about their currencies floating. Derry, think about 1971 to today, 36 years ago. Look at what prices have done. If you look from 1776 to 1971, and then just look at the 36-year period after that, look at price inflation, Derry, and it's not going to stop. That's the point that people have to get through their heads.
But in 1971, we already had a lot of inflation.
We did, but it was minimal in terms of the money creation that we needed to come out of the Great Depression. Clearly, we had the fabulous 50s where we had a huge amount of inflation, but it was figured into the equation predicated of coming out of the recession. You got to remember, you had to have economic growth and a certain amount of inflation. That's why today the Fed is frightened to death of inflation. Real inflation rates are 11%. If you talk to anybody in Europe, if you talk to any European investment people, and I have a very good friend that runs a huge bond company in London, England, they will tell you, Craig, we in Europe think your inflation in America is somewhere around 11%.
And let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
And we have returned, Craig. Going into the commercial break, we were talking about inflation, and I've said many, many times I was a child of inflation. You didn't come along until 1954, but I was hatched in 1932, right during the Depression, and the value of the dollar has been worth less almost every day of my life. Now, you said the real inflation rate is 11%, but our government tells us that that's not right.
Yeah, but I can prove it. I mean, if you take the 8 to 10 major nations that still publish their M3 money supply figures, it's easily 11%, Derry, and that's after you figure a 13 to 15% increase in private credit creation, and that may have to exceed 20% in order to keep the growth just flat where it is right now. I mean, GDP was just revised for the first quarter down to 0.6%. I mean, look, either M3 is going to go up exponentially or we're going to head for another recession. I mean, you know, productivity is great, but growth is nowhere, which means inventories are going to build. I mean, anybody you talk to in Europe, Derry, will tell you that real inflation in America is 11%. Talk to any American, they'll tell you that. Look at your price of gas. Hey, postage stamps just went up. Derry, I couldn't believe it. The other day I went to the grocery store with my wife to do a I can't believe what the price of food has done. I mean, they're going to tell me there's no inflation when food has gone up. Do you know, Derry, what's amazing? We drove over to California a couple days ago. Do you know all the areas that used to be planting cotton, that I drove through and now we're all planting corn for the ethanol thing. What has that done to the price of corn, and what has that done to farmers that use corn to feed their cattle and their pigs and so on and so forth? I mean, it's nonsensical to believe that we have no inflation in America. And if you truly believe that, then stay involved in this system. I mean, you know, ignorance is bliss, I guess.
You know, you mentioned the GDP. Do you know what GDP stands for, don't you?
Gross Domestic Product.
Generally dumb public.
Yeah. Well, it probably has. And you know, this is a sad part about it. I mean, I'm laughing and I shouldn't laugh, because most people listening to this program have worked hard. They've played by the rules. They've paid their taxes. They've done everything by the book. And they got these, and I got to watch my words here, these cotton pickers back in Washington, D.C. that could care less about all that, that are manipulating money. I mean, I see the greed, Derry. You know, there's a couple hedge funds that have been busted recently. One of them is a total fraud. You're going to hear about it real soon. And it turns out he said, the reason why I got this money was because if I told people they can make 20 or to 40% on their money, they would send me billions of dollars, Derry. Greed. What does the Bible say? The love of money is the root of all evil. And I would suggest that the greed that we're seeing now, you may be right. We may already be paying the price as a nation for how we've let this thing go in an immoral way. I mean, pornography is running rampant, homosexuality. I mean, I go right through the stuff. We can grease over it. We can glaze over it. But the truth is, all that stuff is not good for us. It's not good for this nation. And it's catching up with us, Derry.
Let's take another break. This will be the final break of the hour. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman has two special sales coming up soon. Wendell will be holding a special cow, cow-calf, and bred heifer and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's June the 9th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Then the following Monday, June the 11th, he'll be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. The cow sale will include one complete dispersal. Zelma Dean Callahan will be selling all of her 100 head of Red Angus cows. David Pfeiffer, Edwards and Edwards, John Bayou, and Tim Pennant will also be in with big strings of cows and cow-calf pairs. Then on Monday, June the 11th, Jim Holton will be selling two pot loads of 8-weights, and Crandall Farms will be offering 100 head of black calves. Wendell's expecting over 1,000 head for the calf and yearling sale. The special cow sale this Saturday, June the 9th, and the special feeder sale coming up Monday, June the 11th, all that at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. And we have returned. Craig, you were talking about hedge funds. I never did understand really what hedge funds are, although, and you mentioned this one hedge funder went broke, but I know of an individual that has a hedge fund. I don't know what he did. I have no idea what he did, but he sold 20% of his corporation for like several billion dollars. What is a hedge fund?
Well, a hedge fund was originally what hedge funds were designed to do, and what they do are quite a bit different, Derry. I mean, the word itself gives you an indication. It was designed to hedge big positions. But hedge funds now go in and either take large blocks of stock or they sell large blocks of stock, and they try and play the ups and downs of the market. And while they can be very, very profitable, because they're so huge, they can create massive distortions in what goes on in the stock market.
Well, they can make the stock market, make it or break it, can't
they?
Oh,
sure, absolutely. Of course, years ago we had, you know, electronic trading, and that, in, you know, electronic trading, a computer-generated trading, really affected markets. That's why we put, circuit breakers in, so that if any moves were too radical in one direction or the other, the circuit breakers would kick in and stop the computers from trading. But a hedge fund is basically an investment fund that charges a performance fee and is typically open to a limited range of investors. You have to have a certain amount of money to play in hedge funds, because hedge funds can make a lot of money or lose a lot of money. So you have to have a good personal net worth. But they're very, very complex. They use very, very complex investment strategies. And they, as I said, they can make a lot of money or lose a lot of money. And, you know, I'm trying to remember the hedge fund that just went down recently, I'm drawing a blank on its name, but they lost, in natural gas futures, they lost something like $2 billion in natural gas futures because they were on the wrong side of the trade. So, again, where we left off before the break, and I don't want to lose this, and I hope people hear what I'm saying here. There is a lie that's being promoted in America, and that is, if you have enough money, you're going to have happiness. If you have the big enough house, if you have the nice enough car, if you make enough money, that's all based out of greed, Derry. Now, look, I'm all for people making a lot of money, and I'm all for people having wonderful things. We live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth. But when things start possessing you versus you possessing them, you don't really own them, Derry. I mean, you have in your life that you can't let go of, you don't own it. It owns you.
And I drive through the country all the time, Craig. We built what we thought was a very nice home back 30-some years ago. And today, hey, it's nothing compared to most of the houses that are being built, even out in our neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, Derry, it's amazing you said that, because I'm looking at the average house they're building in Phoenix now. I don't know how people can afford these things, Derry. I mean, forget about the initial cost, but the air conditioning bill. It's like John Edwards. He's building a 27,000-square-foot house. I mean, Derry, I don't know about you, but 2,700 square feet is plenty of room. Right now, I'm calling you from a place that's 1,850 square feet.
Yeah, what are you going to do with a home like that? You're going to almost have to have servants just to keep the windows warm.
and hey, that's terrific. I mean, if you've earned the money, that's great. But the point is that things just seem out of whack, Derry. And, you know, when the foundations be destroyed, what do the righteous do? You go back to the basics. Okay, you go back to hard work, you go back to savings. We have no savings rate in America anymore. You go back to being invested in things of true value, like gold, like tangibles, like land, and you make sure that you're ready for any financial storm that could hit us. People forget the Dow's been down 200 points the last 2 days. The S&P just cracked a very, very important area in the S&Ps. If you notice, that was where all the talk was. S&Ps are down 13 points today, Derry. They dropped below the 1525 level.
And we're out of time. May the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails.